Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Alana, can you hear us?
I do now.
Hi! Thank you guys so much for doing this. We're obsessed with therapy. So
listen.
So am I.
So are we.
I'm wearing Abby's shirt and we're wearing the same boots.
I know I got these boots because I loved Alana's. Why did you cast us as a codependent relationship?
When we enter the world, we first attach to mother's breast. This gets replaced by the lovey, then the bottle, and in the teenage years, the other kind of bottle. Once alcohol and drugs get boring, we swap again for a new attachment, the partner. And here we come full circle back to the breast. Today's couple have four boobs between them, and if those boobs could talk, I would ask them to say more.
A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you're weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa, a blah, 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 je ne sais quoi.
French.
Say more, say more.
What's wrong with you?
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Dr. Sheila. I'm with two wonderful women here today, Delilah and Judy. Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
I'm happy to be here, really, with Delilah, but and you as well.
I just want to remind you that today is really about exhaling. I guess let's start there. Let's maybe just...
Wow, that feels good.
Judy, does that...
It feels... It's like a more intense... The inhale is the harder part, I think.
You gotta let go, babe.
Yeah, no,
you gotta let go.
You
pull it in and you pull it in and you pull it in. You need to let it out. Oof, longer.
The exhale feels short. Well, let's see if we can do a very, very short inhale and a super long exhale. Okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. See, Dr. Sheila, you and I had it.
Just quickly, you have to say the doctor like it's a question because it, blah, blah, blah. I don't have... proper credentials. So just say doctor as a question when you moving forward.
Dr. Sheila. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. It's really easy to say. And it just protects you and me.
Oh.
It protects me. Mm. So, so let's keep going. I'd love to hear what brings you to my office today.
We're hitting sort of a crunchy moment. Bumps. Just bump, 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 bump. The push-pull is uneven. Mm. The seesaw is not sawing.
Mm. Mm. Say more.
Well, I was going to say that's all I'll say.
Okay. Okay. Judy?
Well, Delilah's points are, like, I agree with her on most things.
Right.
I would bring in other playground equipment as well, not just seesaws. I would say they're swinging. Mm. We swing forward and backward sometimes.
My ears perked up when I first heard the word swinging, but I soon realized that Judy was talking literally, which is important in therapy, but so much less interesting. I noticed that, Judy, that you're checking in with Delilah a lot right now. I notice you're paying attention to her and how she's feeling. Is that a common experience in your relationship?
And the checking in is common. You know, if we are on swings, it's like one of us is on the swing and one of us is pushing the swinger. You know, and like I actually like forget my seesaw analogy. It's like I wish we were on a seesaw.
I feel like we're getting bogged down a little bit with the seesaw. Mm-hmm. Let's get away from the playground. Delilah, how does that feel to have someone looking to you to know how to feel? How does that feel for you?
It feels like I can't know my feelings because I'm having to know Judy's feelings. I can barely sort through them because I have two people's feelings inside of my head right now.
So it's a lot. It feels at times like a burden.
Yeah, it sort of feels like when like a mother lifts a car for her child.
And you know, what's very interesting about that anecdotally is that there's a very specific bone that women have in their legs and thighs. It was found in the pyramids. I'm a little bit of a history archaeology nerd, and so women do have extra bones in their legs to be able to lift cars. And this was way before cars were even invented. So it's just like, it's pretty wild stuff.
I feel like I could maybe lift a car.
Judy, how does it feel to have a partner who is your guiding light or touchstone, someone that you're checking in with? How does that feel for you?
I want to know what she thinks and feels. She's like my operating system.
So what do you think?
What do I think? Well, I think that she probably
feels... Let's leave the she out of it. What does Judy think? You? How are you feeling?
Judy. Me. Judy. I can't identify how I feel.
What do you do for yourself?
I've gotten into pottery lately.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that was because Delilah wanted me to start making pots.
I mean, she has a good hand-eye coordination. And
you did want me to do that specifically.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a nice, sort of a nice way for both of us to get space. When Judy does her pottery, and it's a nice way for me to get pots.
And I do, I started running. That was because she read an article about cardiovascular health being beneficial for longer lifespans. But I've been pulling my, something's wrong with my Achilles, so it's been tough. Yeah.
So just to review, you're making pots and you're running on an injured leg because of ideas that Delilah had?
You know, you were asking me, like, what could I do besides hairbrushing?
I don't want you to make you sound like I brush my hair all the time. Like,
it's interesting that you don't bring that up as one of your things.
I'm a little lost. What is this hairbrushing? Is this something you enjoy doing, or is this...
This is just one of Judy's things. And, like, she doesn't even recognize her things as her own.
I think a lot of people brush hair.
Hair play is very common and a wonderful way in which to connect. So what I think I'm hearing is a very classically codependent situation here where Judy regulates her own nervous system by how Delilah is feeling. Would that be an appropriate way to sum up how you two interact?
It scares me because it's ringing true.
I think if she's having a bad day... I'm having a bad day.
What's scary about that?
Well, it's like, you know, she's sailing on my wind.
Does wind exist without a sail to show it existing?
I think it does. I do think it does.
But I think you need a thing. I think sometimes
to show
you
the
need
flapping.
A thing to show the flapping.
That's interesting.
I'm just saying, if you're at a distance, you can't feel it from afar, but you could see it, and that's sometimes beautiful to see from a shoreline. Like if I ever go to Maine, I think I would love to look off of a cliff and see seals in the wind.
See, that's something I've never heard. I had no idea that you fantasize about Maine. You know, so it's. I want my sails to wrap around wind, you know?
I would love to go to Maine.
Judy, let's continue this metaphor. What happens to the sail if there's no wind? Could I help with some words?
Yeah.
Is The term ghosting, a term that the two of you are familiar with?
Yeah. We're 80s babies, so we know ghosting.
And Delilah, did you have any experience with that in past relationships?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have experienced it. It's painful, but sometimes you just have to do it, and it's not working out. And it's like, I can't really explain it, you know?
So by experienced it, you've ghosted people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
And Judy, is that a fear of yours? I'm worried how tightly you're gripping that glass. So maybe you should put it down?
Yeah.
Great.
But look at that strength, Judy. See, that's sort of the pottery hands to me.
I have also experienced it in previous relationships.
So you've been ghosted upon, as we say in therapy. Say more about that.
It felt pretty terrible.
Well, in my sessions, I like to say that feeling terrible still means that you are feeling. So let's feel terrible together.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think that you both are suffering from a problem called phasmophobia-ing, or fear of ghosting. Does that feel like something that makes sense?
I think it reads for us. You know?
It makes sense to you.
I want to try an exercise with you two, and it's called the invisibility cloak. Hmm. Delilah, have you seen Harry Potter?
I've read the books.
Okay, then you probably aren't going to get it. But there is an invisibility cloak that Harry wears to disappear.
Right, right. I don't need to see the movie to understand it.
What an Okay, Delilah, from this point on, I'm going to wrap you in a metaphorical invisibility cloak so Judy and I can no longer hear you or see you. Okay? Delilah, okay? Do you understand?
Yes.
Shh. Okay. Now, Judy, the worst has happened. Delilah is gone. She's a ghost. We can't see her. She's under a cloak, which is... Have you seen the Harry Potter movies?
I also read the books.
Oh, boy. Okay. I don't know if you're going to understand this.
I think I...
So, Delilah, you're under the cloak. You can't be seen. You are a ghost. Does that make sense? Don't answer. Judy? Hi. How are you? What are you looking at? There's no one here but me and you. What brings you here, Judy?
I don't know how to answer without bringing her.
Who is her? I don't know what you're talking about. I truly don't know what you're talking about.
No, me neither. There was a girl named Delilah, and she is important to me.
Did she die?
No. I hope not.
Delilah, I'd love to bring you in. I know you're chomping at the bit to come in.
Yeah, I have... The answer, you know.
Last time I checked, you were a ghost. And from my experience, ghosts don't sound like that.
Oh, okay. Judy's here because she has trouble.
speaking for herself. She doesn't know who she is without me.
The ghost is haunting you. Shall we pull out an emotional Ouija and see what we get? Can you dig deep and see what letters come up for you in terms of what you're feeling? And if this is at all scary, it should be. It should be scary. It should feel terrible. That's therapy.
I do feel like I'm being haunted.
Good. Great work, Delilah. Delilah, is there anything that you want me to throw around the room and pretend that you're throwing it around?
Perhaps a hairbrush.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So the worst has happened. You've been ghosted. The ghost is visiting you.
I feel ghosted.
Yeah. So let's sit in that feeling and just tolerate it. Because really, the person that you've ghosted is yourself. Delilah, let's bring you back into the room.
Oh, no cloak.
I'm ripping off your cloak.
Oh.
Your cloak is thrown in the trash.
Great.
How does it feel? How did it feel to be cloaked?
It felt powerful.
Wow. Say more.
I didn't know I was so afraid of ghosting before. You know, even while I was the ghost, you were a ghost too, in a way. You were scaring me, and that felt powerful.
It's why we love the Jack in the Box. When we are children, we just crank that crank and we're waiting. And it's so exciting when the Jack comes out of the box.
Yeah.
It's why relationships are so exciting. There's someone else that is in a box ready to pop out and scare you. So I want to try something here. Judy, I'm going to crank the box. You're going to tuck in right now if you could. And Delilah, maybe turn your back while Judy gets in position. And then, Judy, I want you to pop out of the metaphorical box and shout something wonderful about yourself. And Delilah, I want you to allow your surprise of that moment to hopefully connect the two of you. Mm. Does that make sense?
I take such good care of my hair.
Delilah, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel authentic. Because that is what I see in Judy. That gorgeous hair.
So when Judy tells you something about her, what is good for you about that is it reminds you that you were right.
Yes.
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 I can swim!
Wow, beautiful work.
Yeah.
And how does it feel for you to hear Judy talk about something she can do well?
It makes me feel supported, because if the wind dies and the sails are useless, then we can always swim.
Oh, beautiful. Delilah, I have to say, I understand why Judy is so into you, because you're very, 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 very smart. And you just really heard something very, very interesting. You make really, really interesting connections. Delilah, how do you... Where did she go? Did she leave? Right in the middle of something, she just leaves. Oh, I should check my Wi-Fi. Maybe my Wi-Fi isn't working.
Yeah, maybe your Wi-Fi. Can you check it?
Yeah, I definitely should. I'll just do a little systems check because it's crazy.
Maybe turn it off and on. Just that's what I usually do.
Yeah, I'll just turn off my. Why would she leave in the middle of the wedding? We spent the better part of an hour calling Delilah and trying to direct message her on Instagram. I also had my producer Liz run her plates. Mostly for her own safety. I wasn't concerned. No big deal. It was all so we could get back to the work that we had been doing. Why would she? It's just so weird. It's like, yeah, it's I wasn't asking, like, I was being pretty cool with her. Like, I wasn't asking a lot.
Yeah, you were being, like, the best therapist that I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I wasn't being too, like, needy, was I?
Sorry. Hey, guys, I just stepped out to feed the parking meter. You were doing such great work, I didn't want to interrupt the process. So.
Wow. Oh, welcome back. So glad you're back.
I get it. I see what you did. Wow.
Wait, what just happened?
She did this whole, we were role playing. The way that you just were being allows me to see how I've been being. That was so pathetic. The way that you were acting. Or what was that? What would you, technically, a mirror? Or would it be like
it's too technical to explain.
I wouldn't, she let me see me, how I've been. You didn't care about, she was stepping all over you. And you like just had no backbone.
It's like asking a magician, how did you do that? You just can't explain it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm like a magician in that way, but I do feel sometimes like I lose myself in my own magic, like Harry Potter, which I desperately want you to watch the movies of.
I read all the books.
It's just very, the books don't do it justice.
The books are always better.
Yeah.
Aren't books always
You're
better?
You're sort of with them and you have your own imagination.
I don't want to end on a bad note, but I disagree. The movies are very, 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 very good.
Okay.
And the books are okay.
You read the books?
I have not. Liz, at this point, wouldn't it be weird if I did the credits?
I don't think so.
You've been doing such a wonderful job, you know? And as always, I say, keep it up, Liz, my producer, everyone. Oh, and is my massage at 9? 10:30. Thank you. You're the best.
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
Hi, I'm Amy Poehler.
And this is Alana Glazer.
Hi, this is Abby Jacobson.
And this is Say More.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
Oh my God, you guys, the combo. Oh my God, Alana, you're triggering so many good things. She's like the cool boy in this relationship. That's like the Jordan Catalano of this.
She's the
Jordan Catalano. Yeah,
thank you for
that makes me the Angela Chase.
Tuck that hair, girl. Tuck it.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart, and Isabel Evans, producers.
Do we have to pay for the Jack in the Box song? Hey, okay, because that's a two. Okay, I just had like a TV moment where I was like, we can't afford that song.
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
There's two pickups I want to do. In the beginning, when Delilah say, this is why I sought you out, Dr. Sheila, and then Amy correct her that it has to be a question.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Liz. I should have corrected them in real time. I'm really believing I'm a doctor now, so.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.